In a study published in the journal Conservation Biology, the researchers mapped wolf attacks on livestock in Wisconsin and Minnesota. They compared the areas with the most attacks to those with the least. The maps show that farms with the largest pastures and the largest herds are at high risk for wolf attacks. Nearby deer populations also put farms at higher risk. Adrian Trevis helped develop the maps. He says they can help farmers and state officials focus their efforts to prevent wolf attacks.
Instead of diverting time and staff and resources across the entire range of the wolves, they can choose to invest in their efforts into those areas that are moderate to high risk.
Trevis says farmers can use guard animals or improve fencing to ward off wolf attacks. He says loud recorded sounds such as helicopters and gunfire also deter wolves. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Corbin Sullivan.